everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Bauer. Coming up on the show, we'll get an update on the OHL's education, recruitment, and alumni programs. Here we are in the thick of the season, and things very busy on all of those fronts. That coming up in a moment. First, this week's OHL On the Run Player of the Week is Marco Rossi of the Ottawa 67s. The player eligible for the 2020 National Hockey League Entry Draft picked up 11 points last week. That included 6 goals and 5 assists and was a very impressive plus 8. Rossi, a big part of that Ottawa 67s club, battling for top spot in the OHL's Eastern Conference. Meantime, when we look at the Kia CHL Top 10 rankings, the top OHL club right now is the Ottawa 67s, as the Week 12 rankings have Ottawa number 3 nationwide. The London Knights are 7th, the Windsor Spitfires 8th, and the Peterborough Petes come in at the number 10 spot. Very busy times around the Ontario Hockey League, with the OHL's education, recruitment, and alumni programs all in full swing. Kyle Pereira, who played for the Brampton Battalion and the Guelph Storm, is now the Director of Recruitment for the Ontario Hockey League. He joined the league office in April, and things have been going very well ever since.
Yeah, you know what? It's been fantastic, and I think, for years now since retiring from being a player, I've been, I was looking for a way to certainly get involved back in hockey, and having the opportunity to accept this role and to now work, at the OHL league office, with so many of leaders in the game and in our league for sure, but in the game, like I said, at large, it's been fantastic. I think in a lot of ways, it's an opportunity for me to be able to give back to the game and the league that gave me so much in the way of education and experiences certainly. But it's been fun. It's been hectic at times, but it's nice.
We used to joke that, you go in to talk to players, the 15-year-olds, and the players would want to know things like equipment, sticks, dressing rooms, and the parents, of course, would want to know about the education program. Are you finding more and more that's even getting aligned more, where obviously even the players are still, even at that age, more and more wondering about the education program?
Yeah, it is. And quite frankly, I think that it's fantastic. I mean, you go in situations and to hear the engagement that the players have on the education side of things. I mean, certainly when we're talking about the development in the NHL, I think they're more tuned in there at times than they might be on the education side of things. And with big dreams and goals and aspirations, which is to be expected and which is great, quite frankly, but they certainly are looking to make sure that their education is taken care of, and between them and the families, it's an increasingly prominent point of my day-to-day and what I talk about, and rightfully so, frankly, Terry. I think it's an important thing and the hallmark of what we offer as a league in a lot of ways.
Do you find, too, that you can relate, at least considering, you last played in the OHL in 2012 and then continued on yourself with the education program? So it's a little different where maybe someone who maybe was around the league a longer time ago or maybe hadn't been through it versus you can say, well, this is the path that I took and I can relate to what you're asking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's something, that resonates with the players and with their families quite often. I mean, the reality is that, our league has done an exceptional job of evolving and continuing to grow and being a leader, in the scholarship and education side of things. And it's certainly changed quite a bit, over the last number of decades. And, it's been fantastic for the league. And I think we're seeing that in the product that's on the ice as well. I say to parents all the time, and I think it's the important thing is, the NHL professional hockey is there, and it certainly as a league gives you, like I said, statistically the best opportunities to pursue those dreams. But, I think the biggest thing for them, is that they take comfort in knowing that, if quote unquote the player's worst case scenario at that age, takes place, that NHL dream is not realized, which is of course the case for the majority of them, that they're taken care of academically as well. And I think my story certainly helps. It's proof that that it's real and it can happen. But there's many stories like mine that we use on a daily basis, of alumni that have gone on to do exceptional things outside of hockey, and hockey's a big part of it at the young age of these prospects, but There's a lot of hopes and dreams that can take place outside of it. And I think that as a league and as parents, they really see the value in the education side of things there.
We talk about the player recruitment side, just shifting gears for a moment here. And what are you finding in terms of the alumni side of it and the interactions you're getting with the players who have come through the OHL?
Yeah, the alumni have been fantastic. And I don't want to call it a surprise, but certainly something that I wasn't sure what to expect coming into the role. But, it's a testament to the league and to the opportunities that they provide. I mean, we've got such a, such a large and engaged group of alumni that are, willing and wanting and volunteering their time, be it, for different events like the Alumni Golf Tournament or, our OHL Alumni Executive, board and through the mentorship group and spending time with some of our younger alumni and our scholarship recipients to help guide them in different paths. There's a lot of folks in that alumni group who really see, the value in what the OHL has provided them and the opportunities that the OHL as a league has given them. And, just the level of engagement, and the number of alumni that are out there wanting, to give back is overwhelming, and it's fantastic. And I think that, as we continue to move forward here, we've just launched an OHL alumni mentorship group. We're looking towards further initiatives and networking events specific as well. And, I think that group is going to continue to grow, and it's a huge asset for the alumni after they're gone from the league, but certainly for our players as well. And again, another avenue, another support system in place with real life scenarios of ultimately success stories that may not have been National Hockey League ones, but are extremely successful nonetheless.
That was OHL Director of Recruitment, Kyle Pereira. Congratulations to the 12 OHL players who have been named to the Team Canada World Junior Selection Camp roster. That's coming up next week in Oakville. Goaltenders Nico Dawes of the Guelph Storm and Hunter Jones of the Peterborough Petes have been named. On defense, three OHL blue liners, Kevin Ball from Ottawa, Jamie Drysdale of Erie, and Mississauga's Thomas Harley. Meantime, a total of seven OHL forwards on the list. London Knights teammates Liam Foody and Connor McMichael will be joined by Quinton Byfield of the Sudbury Wolves, Ty DeLandry of Flint, Saginaw Spirit sophomore Cole Perfetti, and Akil Thomas of the Niagara Ice Dogs, along with Owen Sound attack captain Aiden Dudas. Good luck to all of the OHL players competing for a spot on Team Canada for the 2020 World Junior Hockey Championship. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Bauer. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.